Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the lord of all the worlds, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the cause and cream of creation, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of jannah, arwahuna fida, habibuna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon his beautiful and illustrious family and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, as well as upon the saints of this ummah. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel worldwide to our program called The Early Echo. And we hope that you will be with us from now till the end of this program. It is your family program. Once again, we would like to welcome the viewers of the Facebook page as well as those who are viewing us right now from the YouTube channel. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in today's program, once again, as per routine, we begin by reciting Durood-e Paak, also mentioning the virtues of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we shall be listening to a Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam composed by none other than Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and thereafter some parables, some beautiful nasiha and advice. And in today's program we shall be discussing the dream of the Pharaoh, what this dream is all related to and about. If you want to know that, inshallah, you got to stay locked only to Madani channel. So let us begin, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. As we know the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned in a beautiful fragrant hadith regarding the one who excessively and abundantly recites Durood-e Paak. Subhanallah, it has been mentioned the one who recites 1000 durood, he sends 1000 salams daily to the holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will not die until Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall show that person his abode in paradise. Allahu Akbar. So he is shown his place in Jannah through the blessings of reciting 1000 durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. Allahu Akbar. Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Aliyah, he writes in his beautiful, world renowned and famous Salatu Salam, Dur Rehkar Nadam toot jaye kahi, kaash taiba mein ae, mere maahe mubi, dafna hone ko mil jaye, do gaz zami, tum pe har dam karodo, durood aur salam, tum pe har dam karodo, durood aur salam, tum pe har dam karodo, durood aur salam, koi husni amal, paas mere nahi, phas na jaun qiyamat mein maula kahi, ae shafi'e umam, laaj rakhna tum hi, tum pe har dam karoon durood aur salam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let us see what is the naat for today, subhanallah. Bada pyara kalam hai, ise suniyega, and thereafter we shall return. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 aqa.
وہ کون ہے جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا؟ وہ کون ہے جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے؟ وہ کون ہے جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہے جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں, جود و کرم والے, سخاوت والے, رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. تارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے, وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. تیرا تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے, وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے, وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا, فیض ہے یا شہ تسلیم نرالا تیرا. آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا, آپ پیاسوں کے تجسس میں ہے دریا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہو مالک کے حبیب, یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا. یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے, فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے. خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا, خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. آسمان خان زمین خان زمانہ خان زمانہ مہمان, صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا, صاحب خانہ لقب کس کا ہے تیرا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. ایک میں کیا کی حقیقت کتنی, ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی. مجھ سے سو لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا, نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری, تیرے صدقے مجھے ایک بوند بہت ہے تیری. جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا, جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و اس کو شفیع
تیری سرکار ملاتا ہے رضا
اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا نہیں سنتا والا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Alhamdulillah, we are speaking about the dream of the Pharaoh. So remember well that in the ancient times, the king of Egypt was called Pharaoh. Similarly, the king of Rome was called Caesar. The king of Iran was called Kisra. And the king of Habsha or Africa was called Najashi. However, at the time of Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Pharaoh that existed in Egypt was known as Fir'aun, who was the most ill-mannered, stone-hearted and cruelest person. Allahu Akbar. His actual name was Walid ibn Mus'ab bin Rayyan. Allahu Akbar. And he belonged to the Coptic tribe. So the Fir'aun that existed in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was actually the cruelest ruler or the king at that time. However, we should also remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that there is a time span of more than 400 years between the pharaohs at the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the time span of almost 400 years between Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. We also learn that the name of the Pharaoh at the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was Rayyan bin Walid, who became a believer. He brought Iman upon Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So this cruelest, stone-hearted and most ill-mannered person known as the Pharaoh in the time of Musa Kalimullah, he once had a dream in which he seen that a fire had appeared from Baytul Muqaddas and it had surrounded the entire Egypt. However, this fire was so severe and strong that it burnt all the Coptic people and did not harm the Israelis. Upon seeing such an astonishing and berserk dream, he asked the astrologers to interpret this dream for him, to which they had mentioned to the Pharaoh at the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that this means that there would be a boy baby that will be born and he will bring down your kingdom. Allahu Akbar. When the Pharaoh heard this, it has been mentioned in Tafsir Khazin that he mentioned that as of today, any boy baby that's born here shall be killed. And according to some narrations, 12,000 or 70,000 infant boy babies were killed. Every time there was a boy baby that was born, the Pharaoh, because of his orders, that baby was killed, for he did not want any baby to be born, as per the astrologers, that there will be a child that will be born who will bring down, who will make your kingdom fall. And of course, the Pharaoh, the man of power, and he thought that he had a lot of power because of being a king. Nonetheless, he never allowed any child to survive at that time. And every time there was an Israeli child born, he, the Pharaoh, Fir'aun, would get that child killed. Nonetheless, when the time of Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam's birth had appeared, Allahu Akbar, so a midwife that was appointed by the people of Pharaoh, when she got to know that it's time for delivery, so this midwife went to the house of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She goes there and she delivers the baby. And as the baby was born, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came into this world, seeing the radiant nur and light that was shining on his blessed forehead. Allahu Akbar, amazed and astonished by the nur that she had witnessed, she was overwhelmed and she just had a personal attachment with this baby, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And she informed the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that I have been appointed by the Pharaoh, and I would actually inform them of any boy baby that's born so that the spies would get to know and they would immediately carry out the orders of Fir'aun to kill that boy baby. But I have an attachment with this baby, and therefore I would not inform the spies of the Pharaoh that you had a boy baby. Saying this, she hugged the child and she had then left. On the other hand, when the spies had witnessed that this midwife is now leaving the Musa alayhi's mother's house, then the spies entered immediately after her. When the sister of Musa alayhi's, known as Maryam, she got to know that the spies are on their way, they are making their way to the house, she informed her mother, and out of excitement, as a mother does not know what to do, and of course she loves her child, the Fir'aun had got almost 70,000 infant children killed, and she did not want her son to become the victim and the target of Fir'aun's cruelest ideas and intentions. Nonetheless, she then wrapped Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in a cloth and she placed him into the hot burning clay oven. Dear viewers on the Sunnah Madani channel, the spies entered the house. And look at the mercy and the karam of Allah Azza wa Jal. As they entered, they searched high and low, and to their disappointment, they had seen no child. So as they left, taking a sigh of relief, when the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard a soft cry coming out of the oven, and she immediately opened the clay oven to have a look as to what is going on, and then she sees that Allah Azza wa Jal had made the oven cool with peace for Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Seeing this, it is a mother, of course, she hugged and embraced her child. And it has also been mentioned in some narrations that for 4 months she hid Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam away from Fir'aun and his people. Of course, they did not leave any boy baby that was born in the town, but she at that time had taken this risk of protecting him for 4 months from the custody of Fir'aun and his people. So in that period, she then goes to a carpenter and she speaks to the carpenter for a box, a wooden box that she would want to purchase. So this carpenter had sold the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam a wooden box. And then he asked her, what is the reason for this? She, out of her sincerity and goodness, said the truth that I want to basically put my baby boy into this box and then I would let him go into the river to protect his life. Somebody would definitely find him and protect him. In the interim, this person at that time had some good intentions, but after he heard the story from her mouth, he then immediately had an evil intention, and that was that he went to the spies of Fir'aun and he explained to them and told them that a woman had come to me. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that as he went to tell the spies the story, he could not speak. He became instantly dumb. Allahu Akbar. And when they would see that he's trying to say something but he's unable to explain, those people would beat him and they would hit him and chase him from there. The moment he would come back to his shop, Allahu Akbar, he would start to talk. Allah Azza wa Jalla would unlock his tongue. And when he would be able to speak, then again he would make his way to the spies. And the moment he would reach there explaining the situation that the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has a plan in action, whereas she is about to take her baby, who is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and leave him in the river. When he would go there, he would be unable to narrate what he has spoken or what he has heard from the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, they would beat him, hit him, and embarrass him in this way, and they would chase him from there. Being chased and kicked away, he would return back to his shop. And the moment he's back there, his tongue would unlock and he would be able to speak. For the third time, again he went and done the same thing. And as he would reach there, Allah Azza wa Jalla would take away the speaking ability. Allahu Akbar. And this happened for 3 consecutive times, that every time he went to explain what he had heard and seen, he would not be able to relate from what he have heard. Nonetheless, by the 4th time, he realized that perhaps this is definitely an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me not to say what I have heard from the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He instantly had remorse and regret over what he had intended to do, and he repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then had saved him from that punishment and azab. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, at this juncture, before we move on, we learn some valuable and beautiful Madani pearls, and that is that there are punishments even for those who think evil. Look at the side effect of having evil thoughts passing through the minds and hearts of a person. And this is some disease of related to the heart, that many a times we aren't happy, or we are jealous of other people's prosperity, of their success. In other words, we should always be calm, humble, and we should have a positive thought about other Muslim fellow brothers and sisters. Because Allah Azza wa Jal dislikes those people who think evil, who have bad suspicions about others. Allahu Akbar. Many a times the barakah and the blessings which we lose in our lives is simply due to the evil thoughts and hasad and jealousy which we have in our hearts. We have developed that in our heart for others, due to which the consequences is that we see no barakah and blessings in our lives, in our rizq, in our sustenance. And due to that, we lose the blessings of that, and then we are unable to accomplish our mission and task in life. So the nasiha and the advice from this beautiful parable is this, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media. Let's practice what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to do in the Holy Quran. Many of those evil thoughts would lead one to sins. وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And what happens when you have these evil suspicions and thoughts in your heart is that then you start to backbite. One after the other, you know, one door of evil is opened, and then many opportunities of evils are then opened for that person, whereas he would then commit more sins. He would indulge and engage in more sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this evil thought, from this fitna. Nonetheless, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had then purchased that wooden box from the carpenter. She prepared it, and look at her tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She then places her beloved and blessed son in that wooden box and allows that to flow in the river Nile. And that river Nile had a canal which was leading to the palace of the Pharaoh. It was that moment when the blessed wife of the Pharaoh, who was known as Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asiya alayha rahmatur rahman, they both were in their palace sitting and enjoying the sight of their canal. They were sitting and enjoying that sight and that scenery, and then they witnessed and seen that there was a wooden box that was floating and leading and making its way into their canal. Seeing this, Fir'aun was astonished and amazed, and he said, "What is in that box?" He ordered his soldiers to bring that box to him. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Fir'aun, who was cruel, they both went. Of course, she had later on brought iman upon Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But look at the qudrat and look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, the blessed mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had set her son free from the tyrannies of Fir'aun, and she wanted to save his blessed life from being a target of their bad intentions of killing him. So therefore, as a mother, the only thing that she could think of was to do this, and she had done that. Allahu Akbar. And instead of being saved from Fir'aun, thinking that he alayhi salatu wasalam will be saved from the custody of Fir'aun, But this box had made its way right to the doorstep of Firaun. He then ordered his soldiers to open that box, which they tried and tried, but they failed to do so. Hazrat Sayyiduna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala, who was the wife of Firaun, she had seen that box, and there was nur and light emanating and radiance that was coming out of that box, which no one else besides her could see. She then radiallahu ta'ala anha once tried opening that box, and instantly it opened, and they seen Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wasalam inside that box, nur and light on his blessed face. Allahu Akbar. It has also been mentioned in some other tafaseer of the Holy Quran Pak. In Tafsir Baghawi, it has been mentioned in one commentary of the Holy Quran Pak that at that moment and time, the daughter, the weak daughter of the Pharaoh, who was very sick, and she had a certain disease known as vitiligo, like white spots and patches on the body. And at that time, all those doctors at that time who could provide any solution for anything failed to bring a solution and remedy to her sickness. And some of the people, some magicians, told Firaun that the only way to get rid of this white patches that has appeared on her body is that a boy that is found in the river, a person that stays in the water or that's from the water, take the saliva of such a person and apply on the body of your daughter, and definitely that vitiligo will disappear. Saying this, he was anxiously waiting and seeing that as to how can this happen. And it was that moment when that box was found. Allahu Akbar. And as it was open and he seen that it is a baby boy inside, the people of Firaun had warned him and said to him that perhaps this is the very same boy that will kill and destroy your kingdom. He will make your kingdom fall down. Allahu Akbar. And Firaun, who was greedy for power and wealth, and who would not listen, as it has been also mentioned in the Holy Quran, as he claimed to be God, astaghfirullah, by saying, Ana rabbukumul a'la, na'uzu billah, ma'adhillah, being a banda, how could he even make a statement of that nature to claim to say that he is Khuda, he is God? Nonetheless, Firaun, who made people worship him, that cruel and stone-hearted person who never felt ashamed passing a law to kill over 12,000 to 70,000 infant boy babies that were born, how would he then suddenly have mercy for Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? On the other hand, that mother who had given birth to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, allowing her son to flow and to float in the river Nile, protecting her son, her baby, from the custody of Firaun, is now in the hands of Firaun. But look at the karam and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That his wife then said to him, as the Quran has mentioned, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِّي وَلَكَ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُمْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. This child is the comfort of yours and my eyes. Do not kill him. Perhaps he may benefit us, or we may take him as our son. Allahu Akbar. Firaun did not have a son. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Asiya, alayha rahmatur rahman, had influenced and encouraged and motivated him not to kill this baby. She had witnessed the nur and light that was radiating from his blessed eyes, from between his eyes and his forehead. And she just had a sudden comfort and affection towards this child, embracing this child. On the other hand, even the saliva was taken out from the blessed mouth of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and applied on the sick daughter of Firaun. And as this was put on her body, she had got rid of the vitiligo sickness that appeared on her body all over. Allahu Akbar. Firaun then was motivated by Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asiya not to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and she succeeded in persuading him and encouraging him not to do so. He agreed and said, okay, it is fine, I would not do that. On the other hand, what happens is, now since he is an infant child, they had then found a wet nurse to take care of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, since he would suckle and drink milk. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam refused to take milk from this wet nurse. And when they tried very hard and seen that he refused alayhi salatu wasalam to drink any milk from this wet nurse, then on the other hand, the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had then sent her daughter Maryam رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ٹو گو اینڈ سی واٹ از ہیپننگ ایٹ دا کنگڈم اور ان دا کنگڈم ان دا پیلس آف فرعون ایز اے اسپائی. مریم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہا لیفٹ ہر ہوم ٹو ہیو اے پیپ اینڈ سی ایز ٹو واٹ از دا کرنٹ سچویشن ان دا پیلس, بیکاز دس نیوز دین ریچڈ the four corners of the place to say, well, there was a child that was floating and coming in a box, and Fir'aun had now adopted that son, had taken the son as his own son. Allahu Akbar. And now when Maryam, first she's seen that this child, there was a news spread that this child does not drink milk, and the nurse has failed. So Maryam then told Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha that she knows of a wet nurse who is very clever and very intelligent and would definitely make this child drink and suckle. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Saying this, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha was overwhelmed and excited, and she said, well, why not? Please bring that wet nurse here and let's see if she could help and assist us in this regard. And they did not know that Maryam is the sister of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. She goes back to her home and she tells her mother the entire story and saying, oh my Ammi Jan, this is the chance for us to reunite with our baby. I mean, this is my brother and this is your son. Let us go to the kingdom of Fir'aun and offer your service as you could nurse Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the tides of River Nile to the lap of his blessed mother, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunited Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with his mother. Because of course, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam being a infant baby at that moment in time, but he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this regard, the moment the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had embraced her child, in her heart thinking that this is my baby, this is my son, subhanallah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam instantly began to drink milk, and he was then taken care of by his mother for many, 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 many months. And no one knew that this baby is actually the baby of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother. I mean, this woman who is taking care, nursing Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is the actual mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But on the other hand, since no one else knew, so everyone else regarded this baby to be the baby of Fir'aun and Sayyidatuna Asiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We should also remember very well that the father of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, his name respectively was Imran, and the mother's name was Yuhanaz. So they were the parents of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah azza wa jal put the same child in the care of Fir'aun for upbringing, who was to bring his kingdom down, who was to destroy the kingdom of Fir'aun. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once he could protect anyone, just as he protected Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the tides, from the storms of the river, and brought him alayhi salatu wasalam to the lap of his blessed mother. This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We plan one thing, but Almighty Allah azza wa jal is the best of planners. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, it has been mentioned in the poetry. Bada pyara sher hai. This is regarding the qudrat and the mercy of Allah azza wa jal.
Tune kis shan se Musa ki bachai hai jaan. کس شان سے موسیٰ کی بچائی ہے جان, تیری قدرت پہ میں قربان خدائے رحمان, تیری قدرت پہ میں قربان خدائے رحمان, تیری قدرت پہ میں قربان خدائے رحمان.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ, وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. ماشاءاللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we are listening to the beautiful and amazing faith refreshing parables of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They are not one or two, but many parables, faith refreshing and thought provoking parables of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which have been mentioned in the tafaseer as well as in the commentaries of the Holy Quran Pak, and there are verses that have been revealed in this regard. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media, you know, we speak or we take such parables of the Holy Quran Pak and extract valuable lessons from them. In this, you know, hard and difficult times, we should place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had placed her tawakkul and trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is He Azza wa Jal who is the one that gives you izzat, that removes you and takes you out of difficulties. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is aware of our every condition and situation. If only we could place our trust and reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had done, that Allah azza wa jal then not only brought him to the kingdom of Fir'aun, being a cruelest person, he had murdered so many children, but he did not know the child that he is bringing up, the child that he is nursing, the child that he has taken under his protection is going to be the same Musa alayhi salatu wasalam who will defeat him. Allahu Akbar. Aaj bhi agar hum Misr jaate hain, it has been mentioned that his body has been preserved in the museums, and this is a perfect example to see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as promised that we will preserve you for generations to see. And they will take a lesson from this to see that this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aaj bhi, if you go to Egypt, you would see that the Fir'aun's body is preserved in a glass kind of a thing. And thousands of tourists globally come there to see Fir'aun, though there is a mummy that is also known to be the mummy. Nonetheless, this is the miracle, a great miracle, and this is something really astonishing and amazing to see how for so many thousand years it has been preserved. And this is for us to learn and see that we should never ever go against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are nothing. We are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that we possess, be it power, our possessions, our wealth, our name and fame, all of this will go with us into the grave. There is nothing that remains on this earth except for a good legacy, for the kind and good things you do in this world, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall be remembered when you do it, and your name is to be remembered till the day of judgment for doing things in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His pleasure. Subhanallah. Look at the awliya and the salihin, our pious predecessors who have set such beautiful examples. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq for us to follow their pious and blessed footsteps. Nonetheless, Fir'aun, who is going to defeat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, is being brought up under the custody of Fir'aun himself. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that once Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a stick in his hand, and whilst Fir'aun was playing with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahu Akbar. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the prophet of Allah azza wa jal, and he taken that stick and he gave such a shot and hit on the head of Fir'aun that made Fir'aun realize and think, you know what? This was a very hard strike by an infant child. How can a child have so much of power? How can a baby have so much of power? And therefore he changed his mind and said, "No, this is definitely the same baby that is going to make my kingdom fall." He then told his wife, Sayyidatuna Asiya alayha rahmatur rahman, that this is what I intend to do, and I am going right now to kill this baby. Saying this, she said, "No, how could you even think of that? I mean, this child is the coolness of our eyes and he is the contentment of our heart and mind. What is wrong with you? How can you say, I mean, he's a child. He just done it because he's an infant baby. You were playing with him. Well, if you don't believe me, let's put this to test. Let's keep on one hand gold and the other hand we will keep coal." Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, burning coal placed on one side, on the other hand, there was some narrations mentioned gold was kept on one side. Fir'aun instantly agreed and said, "Well, you know what, this is a fair test to see whether this child is an extraordinary child or just as other children, he's a child and baby. And he done this normally as other children would play and they would fall, they will cry, they will hit." So when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was put to test, it has been mentioned that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was going to catch the gold, but An angel by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted the hand of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and placed it on the coal, which he alayhi salatu wasalam immediately placed into his mouth. And as he put the hot coal in his mouth, he instantly spat it out, due to which he alayhi salatu wasalam stammer and talk in his blessed life. As he grew up, he would suffer and have some difficulties in his speech. When this happened, the wife of Fir'aun, who was Asiya radiallahu ta'ala, then said to her husband Fir'aun that, look how cruel you are. Now do you believe me when I'm saying that he is an ordinary child and he is not going to do anything to you or to your kingdom? And are you now satisfied seeing that his mouth is burnt? Fir'aun had a lot of regret and he was like, okay, yeah, it's fine. And now I do accept. And he did not want to bring out or carry out the task which he had intended to do. Nonetheless, dear viewers on this Madani channel, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with prophecy and he was commanded to defeat Fir'aun, Allahu Akbar, at that time Musa alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْأُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Said Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, oh my Rabb, oh my Lord, open my chest for me and make my task easy for me and loosen the knot of my tongue. Allahu Akbar. In order that they may understand my speech and appoint for me a minister, helper in my task from among my family. That is Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, my brother. Strengthen my back by him and make him my partner in my task in order that we may glorify you much and remember you in abundance. Indeed, you are seeing us. He said, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you have been granted your request. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. From this verse, we learn that this is the dua of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when he made this supplication and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stammer that he used to have was then removed. And his brother, Hazrat Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, was his viceroy and his helper and supporter in this regard. It has been mentioned that this dua is actually a cure for a lot of other sicknesses and problems. For those people that do not speak properly or have a problem in their speech, you know, the speaking ability is quite difficult, for they cannot pronounce the words correctly, or perhaps they have an issue with their speech or whatever the problem may be. The ulama and the scholars have mentioned that 11 times daily recite this dua, or at least after every fard of salah, recite this ayat of the Holy Quran. Make dua by saying, رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسْرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْأُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. By making this supplication daily, inshallah azza wa jal, he would be able to rid himself and he would be able to remove, or that problem shall be removed away from his speech. He would be able to speak without any difficulties. Subhanallah. Do convey this message to others as well for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chale inshallah, abhi dekhte hain ki hum kaun sa madani guldasta dekhenge aaj ke liye. But before we go there as well, remember ki your Dawat Islami needs your support, inshallah azza wa jal. So kindly watch this beautiful video clip in relation to the works of Da'wat Islami, or rather some type of motivation for you to dig deep in your pockets and donate generously to this beautiful movement of Da'wat Islami. Just after this video, we shall return with our program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's Da'wat Islami, it's arrived to rectify the people.
Today we see no blessings in our sustenance, in our businesses, in our earnings. Do you know what is the reason? The reason is that we have become lazy in giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal, we will see barakah in our sustenance, in our businesses, in our families, in our household, in our rizq, inshallah azza wa jal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reduce your wealth. Let's give wholeheartedly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's give charity. Let's make sadaqah. Give your zakat, give your sadaqat, give all your donations to your Madani Tahreek, Dawat-e-Islami, which is building masajid, madrasas, many Madani activities around the world. give your donations to Dawat Islami.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is our respected honorable Maulana Uthman Madani Sahib, all the way from Malawi, who was motivating us to donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the generosity and contributions of people whoever have been donating or whoever intend to donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, your Dawat Islami has established all these madaris and jami'at for the upliftment of the organization, mashallah. Our brother Ali Ghani, mashallah, has requested for a kalam in Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And let us try and include this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhabbat ke saath durood e paak padhte hain. Sallallahu alayka ya ya Rasul Allah wa sallam alayka ya حبيب الله واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے فرش والے تیری شوکت کا علو کیا جانے خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا خسروا عرش پہ اڑتا ہے پھریرا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہوں مالک کے حبیب میں تو مالک ہی کہوں گا کہ ہوں مالک کے حبیب یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا یعنی محبوب و محب میں نہیں میرا تیرا تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھے تیرے قدموں میں جو ہے غیر کا منہ کیا دیکھے کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا کون نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوار تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا تو جو چاہے تو ابھی میل میرے دل کے دلہے تو جو چاہے تو ابھی میل میرے دل کے دلہے کہ خدا دل نہیں کرتا کبھی میلا تیرا کہ خدا دل نہیں کرتا کبھی میلا تیرا واہ کیا جود و کرم
ہے شہ بدہا تیرا تیری سرکار ملا تاہ رضا اس کو شفیع تیری سرکار ملا تاہ رضا اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا وہاں کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ بطحا تیرا نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. That was our brother Ali Ghani who had requested for Inati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have learned and heard some parables and stories in relation to the dream of Fir'aun. For there are so many lessons that we learn from this, mainly the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is beyond our imagination. We do not know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for us. So therefore, we should place our tawakkul and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, we should abstain and protect ourselves from jealousy, from hasad, from showing off, from ostentation, from boasting upon or about the things that we possess and we have in our lives. It is a very difficult thing to face on the Day of Judgment. Whatever we have, whatever we possess, all of this is only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Rabb who has given us everything today is the one that can take away every single thing tomorrow. It is either due to our own inactions, it is due to our own hands, it is the consequences of all the wrong that we have done, or either this could be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see how firm we are on our deen, to test our patience and sabr. So therefore, it is my earnest appeal and humble opinion to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel and the social media to always place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think good, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the phenomenal and amazing bounties and blessings and favors which He has done for us, which He has bestowed upon us through His infinite grace and mercy. So thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely essential. It is important, so that may Allah azza wa jal place more barakah and blessings in those favors and blessings which He has bestowed upon us. We have come to the end of this program, and yes, we will be back with another episode of your family program called The Early Echo. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala عليه وسلم.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.